Simon Shiniyat Beis, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that Im Yoradu Gesham Avonim, if rain fall on the stones and the rocks that a person had prepared to use to be Kaneach himself on the Beis HaKiseh, and they got sunken in a little bit into the ground. So the Mechaber says, as long as it's still nicker, that they're above the ground, they didn't sink completely into the ground, one could take them to be Kaneach with them, to wipe himself on the Beis HaKiseh, no problem of Seser, there's no problem of Teichin. Even if Mr. Burr explains, if it wasn't like a ritzbah, there's like a floor to the schatzer where the person is going to Beis HaKiseh, and the Havana appeared to have become part of the floor, part of the ritzbah. So you think this issue of Seisar, that you're breaking apart the floor. Also, maybe things are a problem of Teichin, because all the offer is going to get shaken around. So still, Shulchan Aruch says that's Mutter. Sif Gimel, if the tzra of the rock, it grew in it some grass, still won't come a kaneach with it. It doesn't have to worry. There's going to be Tilish grass from the Evan, which Be'etzem Mishnabura says will be Isra'isa. Still, it's not a psikresha that's going to happen. It's not certain that grass will get pulled off the oven. And he's not machavim for that. Dovish and Meskavim, that's not a psikresha, is mutter. Mishnabura says, even though there may be an Isra Drabonon of taking the rock with this grass off the ground, Isra Drabonon is not an issue over here because of Kavda Briyas, Chazaw, and not Gezer. Sivdal, the Mechaber says, one cannot be metalto, one cannot move a piece of clod of dirt from the ground to Kaneach himself, because it's not really good for Kenuach, because it's going to fall apart. This is not good for Kenuach B'Sakiseh, Chazal are not matter the Isser of Muksa for a person who wants to use something that's not really the appropriate thing to use over here. The Mechaber says, also be Kaneach with Cheres, with a broken piece of pottery, even during the week, not because of Ochel Shabbos, even during the week, because it's Sakana, they might hurt himself over there. In Sifhei, the Mechaber says, if someone has in front of him the option on Shabbos of using their rock, Osne Cheres Chalakim, a smooth piece of pottery that does not have the issue of hurting himself, there's no sakana, should rather use the smooth piece of pottery that has a use, could be used to cover a keli, to cover a vessel, because of that, it's not muksa. A chazar are not matter the samuksa when it's unnecessary. So since it's unnecessary, it has a non-muksa option, chazar are not matter the issa muksa from the tzorah, from the rock. Let's say one has the option of using the rock or using grass. So if the grass is lach, it's moist, so that's something that's not muksa, you should rather use that. If the grass is dry, they should not use it, because since it's dry, it has sharp edges, and you can hurt himself. Then you should rather use the tzorar, chazar matar the isra muksa. However, if he has the option of something that's not muksa, and it's not harmful to use, you should rather use that, chazar only matar the muksa when it's necessary. In Sivav, the Mechaber says, when Kamanech himself on Shabbos with wet, moist pieces of grass, even the Mechubla Kaka attached to the ground, as long as not can rip it out of the ground, it's not a problem. One might think, what does it do with the Isra of Mishtamish Mechubar? What's now Mishtamish, the Chubar with the tree on Shabbos? Now the Mechaber answers the Isra of being Mishtamish, of using something like Mechubar, the Karka attached to the ground, was only said by Elam by a full tree. But grass, that is mutter for somebody to use. Just want to be careful not to uproot it from the ground. In Sif Zayin, the Mechaber discussed somebody who needs the Beis HaKiseh, and it's hard for him, he's constipated, and the Eitzel for that is to Mashmish with the Piyat Abbas to push something around by the place, by the opening. So there he uses a tzorah, he uses a rock. So on Shabbos, he should do differently, a shinai from how he does during the week. Instead of holding the rock or the stone with his whole hand, he should rather hold it with two fingers and mashmish like that. Do it in a different way, do it with a shinai. And Mishmur says do it gently with a shinai, that he shouldn't make himself bleed, shouldn't injure himself either, and then it's mutter. It's a ches, the Mechaber discusses, has been mashed with a barzo. Mishmur says it's some sort of piece of wood that they used to stick in over there that helped them cause the body to work. There also, we should only hold it with two fingers, do with the shinoi. And Mechaber speaks out that it's usher for one to go outside of the Erev on Shabbos with his bars are stuck into his body, because it's considered a problem of itself, a problem of carrying. Since something comes in and out of the body, it's not bolted to the body, and it's the same problem as somebody going outside on Shabbos out of the Erev with something in his mouth, or something in his elbow, or his underarm, that's a problem of carrying. Even if it's not the derech itself, it's not itself deraisa, it'll still be itself itself drabon. As opposed to something that's belua, absorbed in the person's body, is swallowed, that's mutter. Someone swallows a stone or something to that effect, they could go outside afterwards, even to real rishrabim, that's not a problem of itself of carrying. Now, Mishnah Berurah tells us a few more halachos over here. It's mutter if you want to be mafana, if you need to be skis, it doesn't have a proper place. He can go behind the wall of his friend's field. He can also take a rock from his friend's field if he needs to kaneach himself. And even on Shabbos, however, he cannot take a rock that's part of a wall, even a thick wall, because by breaking off a piece of the wall, taking a rock, even if it's not firmly attached to the wall, it looks like Seisar, the Malach of Boina, and Seisar looks like Seisar, and this Chazal are not matir on Shabbos. You have to always know the guidelines, which Rabbans Chazal were yet matir on Shabbos, which ones they weren't. One tries to make his own assumptions, it could cause him to make a mistake, Chas v'Shalom, be ever in a serious Shabbos.